Now listen and answer questions 8 to 10.
Well, thanks for your help, and hopefully I'll get a job soon. But can I just ask one more question?
Sure.
What, basically, are employers looking for when they interview someone?
Oh, many things. Being hardworking, diligent, and focused on your job is good. But surprisingly, it often means you can't see the bigger picture or provide suggestions which help the company move forward. That requires thinking for yourself, outside the box, as they say, and being free of the standard ways of approaching tasks. Employers certainly value that.
I guess experience must help, though.
It depends. If it involved a routine job, one which didn't exercise your mind, it might not mean that much at all. But since companies are basically composed of people, it is important to be able to get along with others. There's no point in hiring someone whom the other employees don't like, right? That just causes problems. In fact, I would say that being friendly and approachable ranks far more highly than your academic qualifications.
Okay, and that's all assessed at the interview, right?
Yes, and your qualifications, experience, and approach to the job, such as whether you can do different things, work overtime, or do long hours as needed. But those latter qualities are pretty much standard. What may be more important is based on the fact that things inevitably go wrong. Mistakes are made and someone's got to fix them in a way that creates the least disturbance. People with demonstrated abilities to do this are certainly regarded highly.
I see. That's very interesting.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.